encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Sometimes when we think about prayer, it can seem like just, you know, one more thing we have to do. We know we need to pray, but we struggle with actually doing it. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about staying motivated to pray. James, I'm excited to hear this. Where are we going to start?
Well, this is a really important thing to talk about, Ravi, because prayer isn't meant to be this legalistic thing or this thing that, you know, only super spiritual people can do. And it's so easy to see it that way sometimes. Like you were saying, you know, we can see it as just work that we have to do. And if you always have more things to do than you have hours in the day, it's easy to get discouraged by that. Thinking, you know, you get to the end of the day and, oh, I never really took that time. But instead, we need to see prayer as this encouraging thing, because what it really is we're spending time in the presence of the one who gives, here's 2 Thessalonians 2:16, eternal encouragement.
Wow, yeah. I mean, that's more than just words. For me, that's the best thing about prayer, just knowing him. And I don't say that like someone who has arrived. Clearly, I'm about a three-year-old on the spiritual level.
But we are. Better to see ourselves as prayer Cub Scouts than prayer warriors sometimes.
But we've talked about this. You know, I've heard you define prayer as being with Jesus and that relationship with God. I mean, that's the best thing about it.
It really is. But, you know, the interesting thing is that even though we do know that, we get pulled away, and that's the battle we face every day.
Oh, that's so true. It's a little like the manna God gave Israel in the wilderness, right? They had to eat it on the day they gathered it. You couldn't live off yesterday's except on the Sabbath. So they knew they had to do it if they wanted to eat that day. And I think that's a healthy question to ask ourselves. I mean, what are the things that we're going to find if we do it? Or to come at it from another angle, what are the things that we're going to miss if we don't?
I like that. That's a great way to see it with the manna. So let's go there. For me, you know, the first thing that comes to mind that we're going to get or that we're going to miss is peace. Think of the old hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It says, you know, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And that's an amazing hymn, first of all, because the guy who wrote it actually lost two fiancées shortly before they were to be married. So he really knew the pain that he bared, you know, when he didn't pray. But most importantly, Jesus promised us this peace, and we can't have it apart from him. You know, I found that if I don't seek him out intentionally, first thing in the morning, so many things start taking the bite out of me. C.S. Lewis talked about it in that way. He said that the first thing in the morning, our thoughts and our worries for the day rush at us like wild animals, and our first priority becomes letting that larger, stronger, quieter life come flowing in. And that's what his peace is like, this larger life that pushes away worry and sorrow and fear. And sometimes I like to just sit before him holding my hands open on my lap like I'm receiving a present and to thank him for his peace like that. That especially helps when it seems like, you know, everyone around me is freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very cool. So Jesus' presence and his peace are two of the main reasons for staying motivated. But what do you say to the person who says, I know that, but I still can't do it. I still have trouble praying with any consistency in my life.
Well, you know, the first thing I'd say is I want to encourage that person, because God loves that kind of honesty. You know, it's when we make ourselves real to him by speaking from the heart like that, that he has a way of making himself real to us. So just tell him, you know, tell Jesus what you're struggling with, praying with consistency, you know, and ask for his help with it. Just talk it all out with him. Tell him you don't feel like it. Tell him, you know, sometimes you feel like you've got better things to do, you know, and then ask him to make it something vital in your life, not just this going through the motions thing. And realize, of course, that discipline will always be a part of it. I mean, you have to get up and go and get the manna, right? But all the while, what you're about is a miracle, just like that manna was. I mean, think about it. You and I get to have this encounter, this relationship with our Creator who loves us more than life. And the possibilities, the opportunities that can come out of that are just beyond imagining. So ask him not only to help you stay motivated, but also ask him, you know, come at it from this way. Lord, what do you want to do today? You know, where do you want to go with that sense of anticipation?
Oh, there's so much in that question. And it brings us right back to Jesus again, back to a relationship with him. So the things that can keep us motivated are relationship, peace, the awareness of just how much we need him, and the opportunities that await with him. How about two more? Have we got just enough time to cover that?
I think we might. Another would be to take the Word of God and turn it into prayer. If you're having trouble praying, jump into the Psalms anywhere, really, and just start reading. And before too long, you'll find a phrase that will make you want to pray. Or look at the teachings and life of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and just open a conversation with him about what he said or what he did. You don't have to read too long until you find something, because the Spirit moves through God's Word like that to draw us to him. So just let Scripture be a springboard, a diving board, if you will, that you jump on a few times to go a little higher and then dive deeper in.
That's fun. I mean, that works. Now we have time for one more. So time to jump on that board.
Okay, here we go. Needs of others. The needs of others. You know, there are always needs around us, of course. And important as those are, I'm not just talking about any need. I'm talking about that person who comes to mind right now. The first person you think of. It may be a prodigal son or a daughter or a spouse or parent or sibling or the friend in the cubicle beside you at work or that person in the hospital. Instead of worrying about them, pray for them. Turn that worry into prayer. Go over your thoughts about them with God, and you'll find that you're worrying less and that your hope for them increases. Your peace, you know, just as you pray for them, about them will increase. Just this morning, I was reading about the blessing Aaron gave the people of Israel. And in Numbers 6:27, God says, "Whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them." So God blesses others through us. God does it, but we get to be part of that. His word says that when we are believers, we're priests. Peter says we're part of a royal priesthood. So just think about what that means, you know? We can bless others in Jesus' name, and they will be blessed. And, oh, that makes me want to pray. You know, doesn't it do that for you?
You know, it absolutely does. And because it does, I'm going to ask God to bless each of our listeners today. Jesus, wow, like Aaron, you know, would you help them come into your presence, and that would you shine your face upon them and be gracious to them? Wouldn't that be just, Lord, we would love that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.